Hey there. My name is Corinne O'Flynn, and you're listening to the Calm Entrepreneur Podcast. I am a USA Today bestselling author, nonprofit executive, and organizing nerd with over 20 years' experience running my own small businesses. I teach entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business owners like you how to organize your business, find more time, and deepen your alignment practice to experience more calm and confidence every single day. If you're looking for that intersection between practical business advice and spiritual goodness, then you're in the right place. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into this week's episode of the Calm Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome, welcome to the Calm Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Corinne O'Flynn, and this is episode 38. So I just got back from my first ever human design conference, and it was the International Human Design Conference and here in Colorado. And holy cow, you guys, this was like next level for me. I don't think I have ever spent so much time in a space full of so much energy aware people. Like there was everybody there was like on the same track with energy work and human design and, you know, becoming and the possibilities. It felt so amazing. And meeting so many people who were speaking the language of human design was really kind of profound. Some of the people there were many years into their human design learning, where I'm coming up on 2 years in my journey with human design. And I came away feeling so inspired and seeing all of these people in such an aspirational way. And you know, I want to deepen my understanding of human design so much more now than I ever did before. And I really wanted to before. So that's truly very exciting for me. But one of the things that got me really buzzing was a conversation that I had had with someone who had many years of experience in their human design learning. And I was talking to them about my desire to overlay my executive functioning coaching with human design and really lean into where all of those skills live in the chart. And, you know, what I'm trying to do, or what I'm doing, actually, I'm not trying, I'm doing it. I'm developing a framework to guide my entrepreneur clients through their own strengths and growth areas to transform their relationship with their business based on their human design. And it's really interesting to look at the chart and see how each of us are meant to use energy, the potentials in our purpose, and all the archetypal lessons that we are here to learn. And we're here to use as tools for contemplation and for growth. It's also really cool to see the mechanics of the world in the chart. And this is, you know, it takes kind of like a mind flip, because there's all this personal stuff about you and the way that you operate. But then when you strip away the personal stuff, the chart itself has a lot of mechanics in it. Like there's things like mental health and our physicality and the scientific process, and even executive functioning skills. So I came away from this weekend feeling like I had like an otherworldly kind of experience, because it was one of those things where everything clicked and everything resonated, and the amount of learning I did kind of blew my mind. Like I'm still, you know, I've been back for a couple of days now, and I'm still just kind of like floating in it and trying to let it all, you know, sink in and digest while I just kind of let myself be. Human design is also known as the science of differentiation, because it's learning about who we are, right? Who are unique people, how we are so completely different from everybody else. And that's our strength. Right? It's about what we are here to learn, what we are here to be, and how to follow our unique strategy to embody our purpose, assume our right place in the world, you know, and being ourselves is what we're here to be. Like when we talk about purpose through the lens of human design is all about what you're here to be. Not what you're here to do. It's not your vocation. It's how you embody the energetics of your purpose. And in doing so, you inspire other people. And that's our job. Like that's the purpose. In being ourselves, we inspire others to do the same for themselves. and when we are all being holy ourselves. Can you imagine what that world would be like? You know, and that's what it's all about. And so one of the things that I've been digging into along with my human design studies is cosmic weather, right? It's the astrology of it all and how the transits in the cosmos inform the energies that we're dealing with here on Earth. And this week, the cosmic weather report, the message transcends anyone's interest in cosmic weather and gets really to the core of something that I think applies to all of us. And that is self-worth. So when we look at the transits in the sky, the sun and the earth are two of the celestial bodies that we really track in human design because it matters, because our human design chart, the definition in our chart is informed by the position of all these things in the heavens when we were born. And then we are impacted as we go through our life every single day by what's going on and which gates are being illuminated by the different things. And so the sun moves through a different gate every 6 days or so. And so we are then confronted with different energy. And so this week's weather report shares that the sun is in gate 47, and that means that the earth is in gate 22. Now, gate 47 is all about mindset. And in the traditional human design, it's called the gate of realization. And in the I Ching, it's called the gate of oppression. And it's interesting that the I Ching calls it oppression because what they're talking about is mindset. They're talking about like you are as free as you believe you are, or you are as imprisoned as you believe you are. Your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts inform every single thing that you do. And in the case of quantum human design, the position of your mind is the most powerful thing that there is, because we are here to change the story of who we are and find a story that's big enough to hold all the potential for all the things that we are here to be as people, and we are here to be in humanity. And so gate 47 is all about mindset. And the location of the gate is in the Ajna, which is one of the head gates. And it talks about the pressure to figure out how, right? And it's one of those times where we are asked to hold on to this idea, right? See the potential and the possibility of an idea or a dream without knowing how it's going to come to be. And so this is why I wanted to share this with you this week, because in order for you to open yourselves up to trust that you don't have to understand how something is going to be, just that you're going to hold on to that idea until it comes to be. You're going to follow the next right steps. You're going to do all those things. The only way that you are able to really do that is through trust that you are actually being supported by the universe, by the energy, by manifesting, by source, by God, whatever it is that that resonates with you in the language that you speak about all of these things. So gate 47, the gate of mindset, asks us to hold on to the dream, despite the fact that we don't know how. And the earth gate that we're in right now is gate 22, which is the gate of grace, which is also the gate of surrender. And the only way that you can actually allow yourself to surrender is through supporting that, or through trusting that you are supported, right? And it's called the in traditional human design, and also in the I Ching, it's the gate of grace. And in quantum human design, we call it the gate of surrender. And it is all about knowing that you are truly supported by the flow, that abundance is available to you, that you can pursue your passion and follow your energy to the next right step with this underlying trust, with faith, knowing with a capital K, right? Knowing in your body that
you will be supported, that you are supported, that you will know what you need to know when it's time to know it, that you will meet the people you're supposed to meet when it's time to meet them. And that's really hard. And the reason why it's really hard is because the core of this trust, the ability to have this trust, is based in self-worth. And when we don't truly believe that we are worthy of the abundance, worthy of the dream, worthy of the thing that we're trying to hold on to, right? This image of possibility, this future goal, this aspirational thing. If we don't truly believe all the way down in our core that we are worthy, then that's something that is causing us not to have that thing realized. And it's not enough to say, yeah, I believe I deserve, right? It's not. And it's not about deserving the thing. It's about deserving support. And it's about being worthy of support and being able to know, you know, again, with a capital K, know in your body, like in your core, without question, that everything that you need will present itself in right time, right? When the circumstances and the place and the people and when everything comes together to be right, that's when something's going to drop in for you. And the shadow of this, the reason why we can't, is all about trust. And if you can't truly trust, if you don't truly believe, that isn't because you don't believe. That actually comes back into self-worth. I don't believe that I am worthy. I don't believe that I am deserving. I don't believe that I am going to be, you know, rewarded or supported or provided for because of some self-worth issue. And those are the things that we do the work on in human design. So human design is the science of differentiation, right? And the purpose of human design, it came to us in a time when we were what Ra Uruhu, the man who channeled this system, when we are in the not self. And most of us live in the not self. Like, the not self is our conditioned environment. It's our conditioned experience. It's something that happens to us simply because we're alive in the world today. If you live in community and if you are part of the systems, you know, the government and the school and, you know, all the things around us, then you're conditioned. Like, all of us are conditioned. And the work of deconditioning is life's work. It's, I don't believe it's something that you actually graduate from truly. I think that there'll always be something more to work on, although you can make incredible amounts of progress when you truly do dig into your design. But most of the things, well, I'm going to say all of the things, everything in human design is about becoming the highest expression, becoming the optimal expression of who we are here to be. And the healing of all of that comes back to self-worth in all of the places. There's these facets of self-worth, like, I am worthy, I choose, I am compassion, I am. And the work there, it's really beautiful. But the reason why I'm sharing this with you this week is because the transits this week spoke about this really beautifully. The sun is in gate 47 and the earth is in gate 22, which is all about mindset and surrender. And surrender because you know you're supported. And the question it asks is, do you trust? Do you truly trust? And if you don't truly trust, instead of working on trusting, work on why you think you're not worthy of it. Because if you don't believe that you're supported or that you will be supported, it's because you don't believe that you are worthy of that support. And so that then changes the thing that you work on from something more practical, tactical, into something more heart-based, which is really where all the work needs to be done anyway, right? And what's interesting about this week's message is, we right now, I believe we still have 6 planets in retrograde. And the retrograde energy, I know we all talk about Mercury being retrograde. And I found this really funny meme from somebody that was like, okay, so Mercury's in the microwave this week. So, you know, nothing's going right. And I think it gets a bad rap. And I think that when we talk about Mercury retrograde and we simplify it all the way down to like, oh, things are going sideways because, I think that it's diminishing the power of what's actually happening. And if you don't understand what it means to be retrograde, basically we are observing these planets as they move in their orbits. But as they move in their orbits, they're not moving in a straight line because we're moving in the same direction as they are. And because we're closer to the sun, we're moving faster. So imagine like we're on a racetrack and the planets that are further away, or actually the planets that are closer in, they move, either they lap us or we lap them in our orbit around the sun. And when we are passing each other, it appears as though they are moving backwards. It looks like they stop and then they move backward and then they pause and then they move forward again. And when they're in that pause and that quote unquote backward, because it really isn't backward momentum at all, it just appears that way from here on Earth, that's what we call a retrograde cycle. And what the retrograde cycle is telling us is pause, right? The message is take a break, have a moment of peace, go within, like seek the quiet so that you can organize everything for when we're back in motion again. And so right now with six planets in retrograde, there's this huge amount of hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. And we're standing here, like to keep on with the racetrack analogy, we're at the starting line and we're all revved up and we're ready to go. And it's like vroom, vroom. And we're just waiting to be released. And the feeling that we get during these cycles of retrograde is this feeling of frustration, right? Feeling of stuckness. And it causes us to release our hold on the dream, on the desire. And, you know, that's the wrong move. What we're supposed to do is hold on to it, and not in a grasping kind of a way, but just to embrace the dream, embrace the idea of the thing that we're trying to achieve, and don't allow that frustration to make us quit, and trust that things are going to flow again. And when they do, we will be supported. Like, isn't that like just the most beautiful thing? I think that, you know, we worry so much about how things work, and we worry about how we're going to figure things out, and we worry about having it all understood before we take action. And the lesson for this week's energy is all about releasing how and just trusting and, you know, using surrender, using the gate 22, the gate of surrender to release. And this is the Jesus take the wheel energy, right? This is let go and let God. And this is, you know, letting yourself be held by the universe. So if you are right now feeling these energies and you're feeling like you can't move forward and you feel like you're revving your engine and you haven't been able to take off the brake and put your car into drive, hold on, right? Hold on a little bit longer because, you know, it's almost here. But when it comes, the reason that you've got here, the reason why you made it through is because you've trusted. And really, journal about that. Like find ways to dig into that contemplation, right? When you feel into this energy, like ask yourself, do I feel hopeful or do I feel despairing? You know, when I let go of really wanting to know how, you know, how does it feel in my body to just release that and say, you know what, I'm just going to go with it and let the universe provide. What can you do to cultivate that belief? Like, what can you do to really work on any self-worth stuff that is holding you back here? Because, you know, one of the magical things about anything where we're doing growth learning, but mostly I see it so often in human design. It's, you know, when you start contemplating a single gate or a single transit and you're trying to understand what something means for you, you really start to dig into things and you start shedding light on it. And the moment you are aware of something in you, or you are aware of a pattern that you have, or you're aware of something that continues, a theme that continues to show up in your life, the moment that you place awareness on it, it starts to unpack. And so, what is it about your resistance to this belief, this faith, this trust. What is it that's holding you there? You know, that would be a really great place to dig in, you know, because even though it is frustrating not to know how to make something happen, you know, trusting in divine timing, trusting in divine insight, you know, trusting that the right information will be revealed when the time is right is not easy, but it is the key, right? It is the way through. So, you know, where are you denying yourself the opportunity to pursue a passion because you don't know how it's going to go? Like, are you holding back on going after something that you really want or going after something that really lights you up, and you're holding back because you can't figure out how? That's the energy for this week. And, you know, what can you do to reclaim the power of that passion? Because when you are driven towards something, when you have a fire lit inside you for something, the fact that you want it is the signal. That is the proof that it's for you. That's all there is. Like, the desire is the cause of everything that's going on in the world. Desire is not something that we have to validate. Desire is the validation. So if you are holding back and holding yourself back from really moving forward on something that you want and really moving forward on something that you want to explore, whether that's actually doing something, this could be learning, this could be just bringing something into the world, it could be anything under the sun. This week's sun asks you, what is your mindset around this? Do you trust that you are completely supported? And if not, how can you heal that? What needs attention here to get you back on track? Because that track is available to every single one of us. And I know that when we let go and let God and, you know, say the words, Jesus, take the wheel, I believe I am supported, that's when the magic happens, my friends. So that's all I've got for you this week. Thank you so much for listening to me. I feel like I'm on a magical mystery tour, and I just love that all of you are along the ride with me. So thank you, and I will see you next time. And remember, part of being a calm entrepreneur is developing the systems, habits, and know-how that lets you know that you are the one in the driver's seat for your business. You get to choose how you think, and you get to choose how you work. So you got this, my friends. Thank you for listening.